Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What would you say to the young ministers today? You know, Bill Johnson, if you know Bill Johnson of Bethel Ministries, mm-hmm. and he's all about the goodness of God, and God is good, God isn't angry, but there's always a price to get to pay for things. I mean, somebody paid a price. An inheritance is something you got for free. Mm-hmm. But when you are building an inheritance, when you're doing breakthrough in different areas.
You're a pioneer, right?
You're a pioneer, going where no path has gone before. I mean, there's a price to be paid. Mm. And so he's asking the question, he's asking Bill Johnson, what would you tell young ministers today? And man, it'd be so refreshing if you're willing to pay a price and to understand we need you in VFN Kingdom Business. We need you at VFN Television. We need you at the VFN Dream Center because we are going where no man has gone before to be able to give an inheritance to the next generation because God is raising men and women who are concerned about the next generation. And then we'll just give it to them, and then they'll have it. And then, as a matter of fact, let's go there. Now, this is Bill Johnson being asked the question, what do the young ministers need to know? Really not just young ministers in general need to know today. Let's go there now.
Do you have any concern?
I'm hearing
regarding when you look at, let's say, young preachers or what the move of God or part of maybe some of the culture in the ministry. Do you have any concerns? Is there anything you'd say, this needs to be tweaked a bit?
It's easy to spot problems. Uh-huh. I mean, it's the gold miner. It's easy to find dirt.
Yeah.
Right. it's finding the gold that's the challenge,
Yeah.
And so there's problems galore. It's just we work so hard. Let's just talk about our environment.
Yeah.
We work very hard to build a sense of identity in Christ. What some people don't know is the price that we have paid to get breakthrough. And so, in other words, they can settle into, we've been forgiven, we have the privilege of living as though we have no sin on our record, but they don't know the price that is paid by some of the forefathers to get breakthrough in certain areas. So they'll receive prayer and start praying for the sick. They get breakthrough because they just received an inheritance. An inheritance is when you get something for free that someone else paid a price for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to leave an inheritance to your children, you'll have to pay a price to increase what you got for free.
Because we have to give them more than we inherited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. You have to know what the paying price is. And so we've been trying to sprinkle into this grace message that it's all ours, but there's a difference between what's in my possession and what's in my account. And so learning to train people on, listen, I have a fasting, for example. I have a right to feast because I'm in the kingdom. But when I choose to fast, I'm setting aside a right because I want something higher. I want something more.
Yeah.
And there's this, I just was reading it this last week in Daniel 10. It says that he ate no tasty food. He turned aside tasty food, and then like verse 11, it says he was a man highly esteemed by God.
Yeah.
Well, the tasty food is this word shemuda. Highly esteemed by God is the same word.
Wow.
So when he put aside the desirable, he became desirable.
Gosh.
Yeah. So it's that part. It's you know what? Yeah, he's paid the price. He's covered it all, and you have the privilege to do the same. So that's one of the things.
It's Jesus style, right?
Yeah.
Being God, laying down.
Yeah. And I believe in the triumphant life. I believe in the feasting, so to speak, the victorious. And we're supposed to live that. That's, even Israel in the Old Testament had more feasts than they had fasts.
Right.
They were supposed to learn how to do the celebration thing as a family because of the victories God had given them. Yeah. So I believe in that. That's who we are. But there are times where we still pay a price to increase, to get farther. So that's one of the things.
I mean, in all, you have a great appreciation for the move of the Holy Spirit historically.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever read of anyone who made a significant impact in culture who did not have a price to pay?
Oh, no. No, it's not possible.
Yeah. And that's important. Remember, Jesus said wisdom's found in his children. In other words, if there's a debate in your mind, look to the people
who've
seen breakthrough.
Yeah, that's right. You can't. All of our heroes paid a price. Some of the price is scary, but all of them did. Because you can receive a certain amount by inheritance. If you look just in the natural, if we could equate spiritual reality with natural, you can see people that inherited all their money and they didn't do anything to earn it.
Uh-huh.
And that's true. But if they're going to make a mark in their lifetime, they'll have to get some wisdom and pay a price to increase what they were given. And I think that the same follows over in the spiritual.
That's such a good word, you know, because so many people that inherit wealth waste it. The statistics on the lottery, when people get this lump sum money, most of them
lose it all.
Yeah, they end up going broke and I believe bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But there's something about, you know, the hard work and, you know, not just getting a paycheck, but working hard to get the paycheck.
That's right. And discipline, right?
Yeah, and storing up for the next generation. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet thought about it, you know, VFN Kingdom Business could be for you. You can find about it at vfnkb.org. We need some men and women who understand we need breakthrough. This is a breakthrough year. Our president has a breakthrough anointing. You have a breakthrough anointing, but you have to actually get activated to do the work, the breakthrough. Yes, we've inherited salvation. Yes, we've been forgiven. Yes, we could feast. But are we going to choose to be able to do the work for the next generation for the breakthrough? And we do that with VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out at vfnkb.org. You know, we talk about us coming together, even though we're diverse, you know, unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things love, coming together to believe God to impact all seven mountains of culture. You know, it's so important. It's so encouraging to see, you know, hearts getting hungry again. You know, young people are beginning to ask the question. I think it's because they've been lied to so much, been told everything, they've tasted of everything, they've seen everything.
They're tired of religion,
yeah.
And they want organic, they want it real. And,
right.
And the good thing about it is that the Lord is real, you know, and he wants to reveal himself
and
more
and
more.
It's been like prodigal as well. They've gone into the world, they've seen things, and what they hadn't gone into the world's come into their homes.
That's right.
With media and all these different forms on their phones and computers and all this kind of stuff. Just, he said, God, this is what God said to Israel. He says, I'm going to give you so much of it, what you're asking for, that it's going to come out your nose.
Yeah. And there's no generation like this generation has been exposed to so much of this junk.
And it's quail. He was going to give them quail. And he says, while the meat was in their teeth, his anger burned against them. Quite often, you know, people think, because I'm getting it, God gave it to him, and he's cool with it.
Yeah, he must be all right.
Yeah, he must be okay with it. But yet his anger could be burning against us while, you know, upset like a father would.
Yeah.
He loves you. Could be upset about what's going on. And I have no doubt, you know, the father's heart in regards to where we've been as a church. And it's time for us just to bring it on home. I mean, listen, Facebook's asking for the gospel to come in. Catch a clue. And some of the things I've heard by word of mouth about Mark Zuckerberg talking about, you know, having church on Facebook, you know, kind of freaky. But, you know, once you're ready to lay your life down, if it costs you your life to be able to reach a million people, it's worth it.
A billion people, right?
A billion people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.